Welcome back to the show. Former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Kim Bocamper are here still looking back and having some fun with the Dolphins' 27-23 victory over the Falcons on Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. A big part of that win was wide receiver Rishard Matthews. Four catches, 42 yards, including a couple big receptions on that final game-winning drive. First of all, welcome back inside the studio. Nice to see you, and congratulations on the good start to this season.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. Good to see you. What was it like that last drive? I mean, it has to be fun when you're just kind of marching right down the field. You got it going with a couple of catches early in the drive. How fun was that on Sunday?
It was really fun, you know, to see the offense come together and step up, you know, at the end like that. You know, come through with a good drive and finish the game out with a victory. You know, the defense did a good job, you know, giving us the ball back each situation. You know, I'm just glad we got the W and, you know, on to New Orleans.
What's been the difference in the second half so far this year? I mean, halftime adjustments are something I think media and fans talk a lot about, but the coaches will tell you we get maybe 5 minutes with these guys at halftime. It's not a lot of time to sit there and tear up the game plan and do something new in the dirt, like I think some fans envision. But this team has been markedly better in the second half through the first three games of this season. What have you noticed, you know, maybe the third and fourth quarters that hasn't been happening in the first and second?
Just execution. You know, the first half, we're right there, but we're just missing, you know, missing plays, just breakout plays just by a little bit. You know, so when we go in there in halftime, coaches come down and they let us know what to correct. You know, the guys go out there and they correct it in the second half, and, you know, it's been helping us out. So,
you know, Jesse talked about the big catches you made in that final drive, but there are a couple really big catches you made earlier in that game. You know, the shallow you caught, took a little pop and, you know, got off of that and got the first down. The comeback route you ran and trusted your hands better. Like, that's what I like seeing, too. A lot of guys are going down to the ground, culling that thing. You caught that thing with both hands. What has happened with you and Ryan Tannehill? We have such trust in you in those situations.
Just repetitiveness during practice, you know, just making sure I'm at the right depth, you know, during practice. You know, that's where it all starts, getting that confidence in him and building that up. And it showed it on Sunday. You know, he gave me the ball, and I was able to make plays for him. So
it seemed like every time he threw the ball to you, it was in a critical situation, and you were able to move the chains. And that, to me, is what grabbed my attention. It's got to make you feel good to know that in a critical situation – you've got a quarterback there that's willing to throw you a ball and give you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely feels good. But, you know, with this offense, you know, any receiver can get the ball. So you got to make sure you just stay alive and run the right route and be at the right depth and just be ready for the ball.
You know, you look at that and you look at how he spread the ball around, Ryan, to different receivers. And no more evident than the last offensive play where you're in there and he throws to the tight end, the rookie tight end in the end zone, for his first catch of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a pretty ballsy move right there.
Yeah, it says a lot. You know, Ryan has a lot of confidence in everybody on this team, and, you know, he's leading us, and, you know, everything's going good so far, and we're just looking forward to New Orleans on Monday night.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking. I didn't know. But it was. You're right. It absolutely was. Rishard Matthews is here. He got hurt during training camp, during the preseason. That had to be such a frustrating thing because, you know, it's a battle every year during that time of year for roster spots and for positioning on the depth chart. How frustrating was it when the injury happened? And what was sort of the mentality? Because when you came back, it was like you picked up right where you left off, and that can't be an easy thing to do.
Yeah, the injury came, you know, definitely didn't want it to come, but it did. You know, things happen in this game, and I just made sure I paid attention in the film room and, you know, made sure I watched film and, you know, made sure I didn't miss a beat when I came back, and that's what happened, and I was able to, you know, get out there and make plays. So
let's talk about this wide receiver group, man. It's so talented across the board. I mean, you look at you guys, between you, B. Gibb, Wallace, Hartline. I mean, how can they line up four DBs and possibly stop this team when you got a guy like Ryan who's picking the right matchups, you know, the mismatch or whatever, and letting it fly? That's got to be a tough deal for the guys across from you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we got Wallace, Hartline, Gibson, and then we got
Clay on top of that.
You know, Sims on top of that, and, you know, Agnew, you know, coming through. And, you know, it's hard. I think it's hard to stop. You know, we got Wallace with the speed, Gibson with the technical routes, and then Hartline, you never know. He's going deep, or, you know, he might get you on a nice route and then get yards after the catch. So, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be in the room with the guys and learning a lot from them. You know, being a professional on and off the field, you know, they've been teaching me a lot. So,
still early in the season, but, you know, you have the three wins right now. What is the confidence like in that locker room?
It's real big right now. You know, a lot of guys are just looking forward to Monday night against New Orleans. You know, that's definitely where our focus is at right now, and then we're just preparing for that.
when Mike Wallace signed here in March, one of the things everybody started saying immediately was, it's not just going to be the numbers that he puts up. It's going to be what he does to open things up for the other guys, whether it's the receivers, the tight ends, the backs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Have we seen that through three games so far?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't – it's hard to play him one-on-one. You know, the safety is definitely going to have to keep his eyes on him. You know, whether he's catching two balls, four balls, or eight balls a game, he's definitely got a lot of attention, and that's getting a lot of us other guys open, you know, like Wallace – you know, not Wallace, but Gibson, myself, and Hartline. So that's definitely helping out.
Have you guys moved past Atlanta now and looking forward to talking about the New Orleans game more than anything now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all enjoyed the victory, but, you know, it's two days ago. Right. You know, and Monday night's a big game for us, and we're both 3-0. It's a good team we're facing, and we're just excited for it.
3-0 versus 3-0 Monday Night Football. I mean, that's what you come in. That's what you. Yeah. That's why you hope to get in this league to play in these kind of games, and you've got one early in the season. And well, that's got to be very exciting getting ready for this one.
Yeah, definitely, it's real exciting. Like I said, it's a good organization we're about to go against, and we're just excited for it.
You guys have been really good on the road so far, man. 2-0 on the road. You guys seem like you have just a whole different mentality when you get on the road. You guys are, you know, that tight-knit group. You guys against the world when you get on the road.
Yeah, the coaches, you know, Coach Philbin does a good job at preparing us for, you know, what we're about to face. And we're just, I mean, you know, we come together and all the guys come together and we just go out there and do what we do, play ball.
Great stuff. Rashard Matthews, thanks for coming in. Congrats again on the great start, the big game the other day, and a lot more big stuff to come, I'm sure. Have a great week getting ready for the Saints.
All right, thank you for
having me. Good job, 18.
Appreciate it.